Hello, my name is Katie Kolbeck, and I am the Senior Clinical Research Coordinator at Bay State Regional Cancer Program and a member of the Rays of Hope Center for Breast Cancer Research Review Board. I want to tell you about the research that the Review Board has approved and what the Rays of Hope has funded. Let me tell you about the Review Board. The Rays of Hope Center of Breast Cancer Research Review Board was shortly started after the center was formed in 2011. The group includes Bay State clinicians representing medicine, surgery, and pathology, UMass Amherst epidemiologists, environmental toxicologists, and basic scientists from diverse fields. The group including Pioneer Valley Life Sciences Institute translational scientists and also includes research administrators and community advocates. The review board decides the focus of the grants, sets up criteria for grants, and sets the size and duration of awards. The projects that are collaborative and take advantage of the breast research registry and tissue resources are favored. I want to give you a better understanding of how we decide which projects should be funded. The scientific review process includes understanding the aim of the project. What are the desired outcomes? Will the project add new knowledge to the field of breast cancer research? Is there adequate preliminary data to justify the project? Treatment trials have more extensive questioning, including the potential risk to participants. How does the proposed treatment compare to the standard treatment? Are the individuals conducting the research properly qualified? What about the statistical analysis? What is the study design? Clinical trials or projects that involve patient intervention, such as the activity study, must be approved through the Bay State Regional Cancer Program Research Protocol Review prior to going to the Institutional Review Board. For all projects, we ask, are there adequate resources to carry out the project? The committee then gives overall rating for significance, innovation, and overall scientific merit. Then we vote. We may approve a protocol in its present form or approve it with recommendations pending clarification, or we may decide that a project should not be funded. Most grants are awarded between $25 and $50,000. Since 2012, 21 projects have been awarded funding. You can learn more by going to the Pioneer Valley Life Sciences Institute website and see a list of projects and investigators. The diverse range of projects include titles such as The Effects of BPA on Breast Density, Understanding Cancer-Related Fatigue Using Wearable Technology to Track Eye Movements, and studies of estrogen receptor signaling and genetic variation in the sensitivity to estrogen and breast cancer risks. Rays of Hope has provided $3.17 million towards research over the years. In 2017, with the development of the University of Massachusetts Medical School at Bay State, the decision was made to allow UMass Worcester investigators to apply for funding to encourage expanded collaboration between the medical schools at the University of Massachusetts and Bay State. The research projects have resulted in publications and national presentations. The data has been used as a stepping stone to support larger grants and external funding. I hope that by explaining this detailed process, you will appreciate how the funds raised by Rays of Hope are used in meaningful ways to address impactful questions. Thanks to Rays of Hope, this is a grassroots effort. Rays of Hope dollars support research here in the Pioneer Valley that is making a difference today, and we hope will make more of an impact tomorrow.